T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
Robert Mueller, I know he's conflicted. He had a lot, there's a lot of conflicts that he's got, including the fact that his best friend is Comey. But he's got conflicts with me, too. He's got big conflicts with me. As you know, he wanted the job of the FBI director. He didn't get it. And we had a business relationship where I said no. And I would say that he wasn't happy. Then all of a sudden he gets this position. But you know what? He still ruled, and I respect him for it. He still ruled. No collusion, no obstruction.
Yeah, tomorrow is Mueller Day, as it will forever be known from this point forward.
Is it no Bob collusion Mueller Day?
It's or? Happy No Collusion Forever Day, as it continues
okay.
to be. Yeah,
that
it
works.
Does. Nothing will change tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
except the large amount of noise that will be emanating from the east coast of the United States in Washington, D.C. Good Tuesday morning. Glad you're with us. Just a little programming note. Because of the Mueller testimony between, he's going to go before the House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. Because he's going to testify for 3 hours in front of both of them, they've scheduled the first hearing to start at 8:30 Eastern time tomorrow, which is 7:30 Central if you're keeping track, and which means it's in the middle of this program tomorrow.
Yep.
So we will be providing you running commentary and live coverage of that testimony when it begins at 7:30 tomorrow morning. No matter where you are, you can listen to it here on FM News Talk 97.1. You can listen to it on your app there at the radio.com app. You can go on the website at 971talk.com/Cox, and you can listen to it live there on our YouTube stream online. So we've got you covered.
Absolutely.
And you may at some point want to drive your skull through the radio to get to the numbskulls who I'm sure are busy preparing their gotcha questions for mm-hmm. Mueller tomorrow, so they can all walk out of there claiming that they got him to admit to something that wasn't in the report.
Is this going to be a situation again where they get to do their grandstanding for 5 minutes before they start answering questions?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. That's exactly how that's going to
like, I find the whole process fascinating and interesting, like, and I want to hear what he has to say, but I just want the question asked and answered.
Yes.
This whole, like, okay, you get 5 minutes and then just, you know, to grandstand and not actually ask a question, just kind of throw your opinion and try and get your one-liner that they're going to play for the rest of the day.
That's it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the annoying yep. part.
We know what Jerry Nadler's after. He told us yesterday, well, there's plenty of proof of collusion. But, but Jerry, there's not. And I thought this was interesting. The Justice Department issued a statement, a warning of sorts. They're playing it as a warning. I don't know that it was a warning. But they pointed out that Bob Mueller needed to be sure not to stray beyond the four corners of his already released report when he comes to Capitol Hill to testify. And it was the Deputy Attorney General who said this. I thought it was interesting. That means any decision Mr. Mueller made or information he uncovered that he didn't include in his report will be out of bounds for this hearing, because the department has a longstanding practice of not talking about people who were investigated but not charged. So that's very important, I think, and Bob Mueller should know that already, but I'm glad the Justice Department went ahead and cleared that up. Just to remind Bob mm-hmm. that even though he said that his testimony would be the report is his testimony, they're going to try every way from Sunday to drag him outside of that. You know, you just see it coming. You just feel it. You can feel it coming. Bob Beckel was on our weekend report this past weekend, and Tony Colombo and Chris Arps both pointed this out to me, that Beckel had made some claims that he was forced out of Fox News because he was too loud of a voice against the Trump administration. And I suggest he was forced out of Fox News because he was a raging alcoholic who said some things on the air that he shouldn't have, or to somebody that he shouldn't have. And that's what was reported at the time. Now Beckel wants to tell a different version of that story. And apparently in doing so, on our weekend report this weekend, he made some news because he's now been accused of violating some agreement he made with Fox not to talk about the terms of his separation. So that's kind of blown up as a direct result of being on our show here on the Weekend Report. And we're going to get Chris Arps on later this morning. He'll be here about 8:37. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But a little bit of breaking news there by Tony and Chris.
That's awesome.
So how about that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Let's get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. We have some more Peter Frampton tickets to give away later. Got Randy Tobler. Todd Pyro is going to join us. We're going to get with Dave Workman from the Second Amendment Foundation as well about 7.
Yeah, I'm not going nowhere. Not until I impeach this president.
What a peach.
That's an interesting word choice.
Isn't it? She's a peach.
Good restraint.
Thank you.
What a horrible woman she is.
Rashida Tlaib. You know, I've been trying to put my finger on exactly what it is that irritated me so much about her. In addition to her general attitude about the president, her insistence on dropping the F-bomb regarding the president in front of her young child, in fact, the evening she was elected to office. And you know, I wondered at that moment, when I heard her say those words, I thought, what kind of hatred must reside in this individual? That on the evening that they're celebrating their victory of their election to Congress, they would use verbiage like that. There's got to be something deeply wrong with that individual. For all of the 8 years of the Barack Obama administration, for all the people who ran for office as Republicans or conservatives opposing the Obama doctrine, I can never remember a time when any of them used that kind of language, calling the president of the United States an MF-er and talking about impeaching them and all this stuff. I don't remember that. But I do remember wondering what it was that drove Rashida Tlaib to have that level of anger. Well, I still don't know exactly what it is. I think it's some sort of a mental imbalance, quite frankly. But what you need to understand deeply is that Rashida Tlaib is one of those left-wing, radicalized crazies who used to attend Donald Trump rallies and interrupt them in the middle of the rally. I've never seen this video before. Go to cut 23, please.
I will say that the Bernie Sanders
That is Rashida Tlaib being dragged out of a Donald Trump rally in 2016. Completely out of her mind, being escorted on both sides by security, looking for any TV camera she could find, screaming at the people who were there supporting the President of the United States. And that radical individual went on to somehow get elected to the United States Congress. So as imbalanced, as unbalanced as we think she is now, apparently she's been that way for a long time and potentially worse. Just so you know who the real Rashida Tlaib is, there's no compromise with Rashida Tlaib. Did you hear what she said yesterday? Despite Bernie Sanders, basically his campaign going bankrupt over the $15 an hour minimum wage issue, she's now claiming that 15 isn't enough. She wants it to go to 20. Go to cut one, please.
Big fights like this one, $15. By the way, when we started it, it should have been $15. Now I think it should be $20. Picture America Rising here. Right. It should be $20. No, it should be $20 an hour. Like $18 to $20 an hour at this point. Everything, all the costs. And so they say all this is going to raise the cost. But I can tell you, milk has gone up. Eggs has gone up. Everything has gone up. The cost of food has gone up. The cost of a lot of things that we need has gone up already.
Does she not understand that that's just going to continue to go up if you start paying these people this amount of money?
She doesn't care.
You guys were talking about this off air a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't understand because you start paying the minimum wage higher, right? You really think everything else is going to stay the same? Like all of a sudden, your food prices aren't going to go higher as well? And then where are you? You're back to square one.
It doesn't.
Now it's like, okay, well, $20 isn't enough. And then you're like, okay, it's going to be $25. Okay, do you realize now that everything else just costs more and you're again back to square one?
She doesn't care. They don't care. They're buying votes. They know that people that make $12 an hour with zero skills would love to make $15. And they know that if they just vote for this person, that's what's going to happen to them. They don't care about the country. They don't care about the economy. They don't care about anything else. They're solely focused on their financial well-being. And a lot of people vote their pocketbook. I'm not being too critical of that. And if people are smart, they'll vote their pocketbook in 2020 because you see how well the economy is doing under this president as opposed to what Hillary Clinton would have done. But this is nuts. She wants to force a $20 an hour minimum wage. She would further bankrupt this country. And we haven't even talked about the debt deal they reached yesterday, which robbed us of another $320 billion. It's crazy. We'll talk to Jesse Jane Duff when we come back. The president, by the way, good morning and welcome back into the show. The president has been busy tweeting about the Mueller testimony, calling it nothing but a ridiculous witch hunt. Which, good for him, no collusion, no obstruction, and he's kind of pointing that out, and he's also mad at the media over this weekend and some report about his advisors giving him reams of opposition research. He said this is completely fake news. He says, does this sound like me at all? What advisors? There were no talking points. So he just lets him have it on Twitter. I think that's good stuff. Right now, we want to get to our guest. Please.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Ah, Jesse Jane, you know what? The president is taking the hill every day.
Well, that's exactly what this president does and why his supporters elected him. You know, I'm amazed at the energy this man has. He can travel overseas, be up doing a press conference over there. Remember when he did the North Korean summit? And then his press conference must have been over an hour. And then he flies back and he's at some rally, like, within hours. I'm like, what? Are there two of you? Are there clones? I mean, most of us would get the 3 days off from the days off because they're so exhausted with flying. His energy levels are amazing. He's constantly on top of things. He's very aware of what's going on. And when people are reporting things inaccurately, he calls it out. And, the Mueller testimony today is going to be another parade of a show. And I called it out about a month ago. I said, Mueller's not going to go away. You know, when he finished up the report and that was that, there were people on the opposition say, oh, you know, he's going to do right. He's not going to say anything. No. He's going to come out because he cannot be proven wrong. And sadly to me that this is a former Marine because his ethics are horrible. He has a history of unethical practices at the FBI when we've recognized, and maybe unethical is not the correct word, but we've seen cases that he was involved with in the past that have had some very interesting outcomes and concerns that are questionable. And the Mueller report in itself, the fact that he did this investigation, knowing darn well there was no collusion, he went in to find obstruction. That was his agenda from day one. They knew exactly what they were doing. He was the fixer who was going to come in and save these Democrats from all of these voters who put Donald Trump in office.
Yeah, true. But, you know, if he's unethical, then he's going to fit in well with Jerry Nadler, who went on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace and absolutely slandered the president of the United States. Listen to Cut 18 here.
You've read the 448-page report. Do you believe the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, the marker for impeachment by the House?
I think there is very substantial, the report presents very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and we have to present let Mueller present those facts to the American people.
Stop it. I can't stand it. I mean, if this guy had proof of high crimes and misdemeanors, Jesse Jane, do you think for a minute they wouldn't have already dragged this into an impeachment hearing?
And no, of course, absolutely. And Chris Wallace not interrupting him and saying, you know, but there's nothing in the Mueller report that indicates there was a high crime or a misdemeanor.
Right.
If that were the case, that would have been the outcome of the report. You cannot massage this into what you want it to be. You cannot find somebody guilty when there's no evidence of guilt. This is really a debacle on levels that just embarrasses Congress because it makes them look like they're elected buffoons. And Nadler has been one since day one, and he has another class of clowns that have been working right there with him. Adam Schiff is another one who stated unequivocally that he had seen evidence of collusion with Russia prior to this report even coming out. And remember, let's not forget Clapper and Brennan. These men were in charge of national security agencies at one point and were going on national television, particularly Brennan on CNN. I would like to see those men held accountable because they were deeply involved in this. They saw that dossier. They promoted that dossier. They knew exactly what the origins were, but yet when they were on national television, they were stating as former intelligence officials, which gains trust by the American people, that there was evidence of this collusion. When are these men going to be held accountable? Because we have to get the information out there in the intel world that you just can't come out there and make false allegations because people trust who you were. Two, many of these intelligence people are from the Obama era, and they're out there up and running to try to undermine their own government. They need to make an example of the top men who led the charge on this. And Nadler, Schiff, all of them, you know, they just really kept repeating a lie long enough that many good Americans actually believed it.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. And we're going to hear it again Wednesday because that's all this is about. It's all about dragging it back up and trying to prove something that didn't happen.
Well, the circus is in town in D.C. as usual. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, and they've got a new clown named Matt Nadler.
That is the truth. Jesse Jane Duff, always great to hear from you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week. You all take the hill.
The problem we've got right now in the United States is that the insurance companies are sucking value out of our healthcare system. But look at the basic business model. It's charge the maximum amount you can in premiums and pay out the least that you can in healthcare coverage. So what I'm looking for is how we get maximum coverage of all our healthcare costs at the minimum price for everyone.
They're full of crap.
Elizabeth Warren, we're going to put everybody on government-run healthcare, and it's going to be for free. Telling you what, there are a group of people who flunked Economics 101, and they all want to be president of the United States. Think of the fallout of that decision if America makes it. Let's pray every day that does not happen. Brandon, thanks for calling the show this morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
I just had two things I wanted to throw out there. One is in regards to minimum wage. You guys had said that it leads you back to square one, right? Because inflation. I actually disagree. I believe it puts you further back than square one because skilled workers like myself, like Mark, and everyone else out there who has a trade or skill suffer because we don't receive a raise to compensate for the increased costs of production, or typically not even enough to cover the politically motivated inflation caused by a minimum wage increase. So our dollar doesn't stretch as far, in turn making our financial situations worse, lowering our buying power while helping no one.
Yeah.
Second,
thank you, Professor.
Thank you. Second is, you know, my wife has tachycardia. That's a heart condition. I expect no one to pay for our health care. because that is our responsibility. It's our household. I pay every dime of it on our own. I apply for no BS. That's on us. These people that want everyone else to pay for their free, and I'm using air quotes, free, health insurance is freaking stupid. So, there you go.
Yeah,
I love your show. Thank you.
Brandon, thank you very much for your call this morning. You see, I'm off the reservation when it comes to pre-existing conditions. It seems to be that society has left me on that issue. I'm a dinosaur. Because like Brandon there, I don't understand how, and of course the left has a point here because they want to push everything to government health care. But I don't understand how you can force a private company to operate at a loss. This is a feel-good issue, and somebody says, well, if I've had cancer and I had coverage over here, my new insurance company should pay for that as well. Well, that's like telling somebody who's a repeat drunk driver that they should be able to transfer their car insurance from Geico, who did carry them, to State Farm, and that State Farm should carry them at exactly the same price that they were paying with Geico, even though they've now had five DUIs. You can't, these actuarials who study these issues, you can't operate a business like that. You can't operate a business knowing that you're selling a product for far less than it's going to cost you to service it. I mean, it's insane. I know it's a feel-good issue, but I don't understand it, and I know why the left started pushing it, and I'm sad that all the Republicans have, for pure political reasons, jumped on board and said, oh, we understand, we all support, the fact that your coverage has to be portable and pre-existing conditions won't prevent you from getting an insurance policy with somebody new. Call me heartless, but as a capitalist, I'm not sure how that operates. The left doesn't care. Because it gets them closer to where they want to be. You heard Elizabeth Warren say it a minute ago, where, oh, these insurance companies want to charge an incredible amount for premiums, and then they don't want to give you good coverage once you do have a problem. Well, why are the premiums so high, Lizzie? Can I ask you that question, since you're so smart? I'll tell you why they're high. Because Obamacare forced every insurance policy in America to cover everything, whether you need it or not. That would be like buying a 1990 model car and being forced to insure it like it was a 2019 model car. You don't need, it's not going to cost $40,000 to replace the car if you wreck it. Why would you be paying for insurance that would cover that? You should be able to pick and choose your health insurance just like you do your car insurance. But the liberals pushed this for a reason. And I'll say it again. Obamacare was designed to run private insurers out of the market so there'd be nobody left standing but Uncle Sam with his hand out saying, let me help you. We fellow taxpayers are going to contribute all of our money into this pot. We're going to give you free health care. Come to us. It's insanity. That's where we are in this country. We're on the verge of insanity if we let this slip into a national health system like they have in England or Canada that you're told is so great. But you go over there and you talk to people like my former physician who had a twin brother who died of prostate cancer in England. And you know why? Because they had a death squad that sat down and said, it would be ridiculous for us to start testing people below the age of 60 for prostate cancer. So my doctor who lived in this country started getting the test at 45, but he couldn't get it on his private insurance. He couldn't get it in England. His brother couldn't. Brother developed prostate cancer and died of it. And I mean, he was completely... He had lots of issues as somebody who was trained as a physician in England, and then he came here to practice. He's like, you don't ever want to go to that kind of system. Trust me. It's got all kinds of problems. Phil, thank you for the call. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mark. I'm as far right as you can get from the far left. But here's my problem with pre-existing conditions. If they don't cover them, people are still going to go to the hospital that have a pre-existing condition. When they get sick, the hospital is going to treat them. Those costs are going to be passed on to us. So regardless, if you don't cover pre-existing conditions, you're going to pay one way or another. And I don't think insurance companies, from what I've seen, are going broke at this moment. So that's my problem with not covering pre-existing conditions. You're going to pay one way or another. Those people are not just going to sit at home and die. They're going to go to the hospital when they're sick. The hospital's going to cover it. They're going to write it off. Everything else is going to go up. You're going to pay one way or another if they don't cover pre-existing
conditions. I think we could probably make that same argument for, you know, why shouldn't we give health insurance to illegal aliens? Because they're going to go to the hospital anyway, and the emergency room is going to deal with it.
Hey, before Obamacare was put in, I'd have rather kept doing it that way. Yeah. Because you saw what Obamacare did to us. I'd have just as soon paid for people when they were sick and didn't have insurance. I'd rather pay for it because at least then I knew they were sick instead of just running willy-nilly to the doctor and hospital for whatever little ache or pain they had.
And, you know, I agree. I would say, Phil, that I think, though, that if you look at Obamacare, it was one of the drivers, though, of why health insurance premiums are so high and why when you look at states like Missouri and a lot of other states, there's one company left offering policies on the exchange, and they cost an arm and a leg.
Oh, I get it. My girlfriend tried to get on Obamacare. The cheapest thing she could find, because she's self-employed, the cheapest thing she could find was like, I don't know, $800 a month premium, and then her deductible was going to be $10,000.
Oh my God! So you've got
$18,000
a year there before you ever get any health care. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, absolutely. It was a joke. Obamacare. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing good. The Democrats to me are communists. But the pre-existing condition thing, I just don't see a way around it. If you don't cover it, they're going to get treated. You're going to pay one way or another with pre-existing conditions. So we want to go back to the way it was before Obamacare, where they just went to the doctor or to the hospital, it was covered, and yeah, we all paid fine. But, you know,
Phil, I got to run.
Okay.
Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Yeah, you know, in maybe a reinsurance facility of some sort is what we need. If you're unfamiliar with that, they had one for drunk drivers who couldn't get car insurance in one state I used to live in. Dollar of every premium went into this fund, and it was used to subsidize people who couldn't otherwise afford very expensive insurance coverage. Just a thought. 314-241-9797. Got our real or fake news quiz coming up at 6:22. Stick around.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.